Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesce moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen has DiMaggio trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and back to Rosen, who tags DiMaggio for the out. Pesce moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Lou Boudreau now playing shortstop. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Taylor now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing left field. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Goodman moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Willard Nixon pinch runs for Vern Stevens. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.